Jeremy Fowler was on the This Is Football podcast earlier this week, and he named the Steelers as a possible landing spot for Dak Prescott if the Cowboys can't reach an extension with him.
Why are you doing this?
He said this, quote, "I'm thinking of Pittsburgh, right? Like Russell Wilson, he may play great, but he's on a one-year, $1 million minimum deal, right? And Justin Fields doesn't have his fifth-year option picked up. Maybe he's a long-term answer," end quote, from Jeremy Fowler. It's picking up steam, man.
Do you think this is all starting from you?
I think there's just a... I think what happened is this offseason was...
I think you started this mess.
I mean, I'll take absolute credit for it.
I 100% think that everybody that is talking about Dak Prescott to the Steelers, it started from you.
It makes sense. It's not the most likely thing that they would do. But here's why I'll say it wasn't me. I'm the first media guy that's been pounding the table. Because now I am pounding the table for it. But... it started with Omar Khan. Yeah, you get rid of Kenny Pickett, you bring in Russell Wilson, you bring in Justin Fields. I didn't think that stuff would happen. We thought it could happen. You were all over it. You said it could absolutely happen, and then lo and behold, it did. It showed that the Steelers aren't going to paint themselves into this box and just operate the way that they've always operated. And that means anything's a possibility.
Yeah, anything's a possibility whenever you don't have to pay any money. That's the thing.
But if Russell Wilson's just okay and Justin Fields doesn't show anything, I don't think they're going to come into next season with either one of those guys as a sure thing. And cap's going to go up. You don't have to
pay
Cam Hayward.
You think the Pittsburgh Steelers would be willing to pay $60 million to Dak Prescott?
Sure.
Like you aren't, really?
Yeah. They're handing out more money than they've ever handed out to a free agent, and that's Patrick Queen. Now, the money pales.
$37 million.
Yeah, the money pales in comparison. But it's either that, or you maybe have to tank, and they're not going to do... I think they'd be... I'll frame it this way. They'd be much more likely to sign Dak Prescott to a $60 million deal than they would to just roll it out there with Justin Fields, who they don't believe in, and tank.
They'd be much more likely to re-sign Kenny Pickett than to sign Dak Prescott.
No way. Dak ain't going to quit on his team like Kenneth Shane reportedly did. I think it could happen. You know, Cam Hayward's salary... if anything, it's going to go down, and you don't need to sign George Pickens. So far, they don't have Ayuk. It's not like they've got a ton of money tied up in other guys, and we know how they are able to kind of kick the can down the road with Omar Khan's cap dealings. I think it's a possibility. I don't think it's the most likely thing. But would you rather do that, or would you rather go into the draft and get a guy? Like this upcoming draft, if you're picking like 20th or something, I think I'd spend the money on Dak.
I would find another option. I would find somebody for half the money that's out there. I don't know who it would be, like, but I would go like the Gardner Minshew route for a year.
Oh, I'm tired of that.
For a year. I mean, until the next draft, because the next draft is way better than this coming draft.
I'm looking to see who else would be free agent. Now, there's going to be 8 to 10 teams, Fowler said, that would be vying for his services. So that money would get silly, you would have to think. 2025 NFL free agents quarterback. Dak Prescott, Jordan Love, we'll see. Darnold, Wilson, Lance, Brissett, Mariota, Stidham, Locke, Dalton.
Oh, God.
Flacco, White, Jameis Winston, Mac Jones, Carson Wentz, Jimmy Garoppolo, Mason Rudolph. Hey, guess what?
Oh,
Dak Prescott it is. Let's go.
Horrible list.
If you win... I'll say this. You win 11 games. I did that thing you like. I'll say this. If they win like 11 games with Russell Wilson, and you could get Russell Wilson after winning 11 games, and he puts up similar stats to what he put up last year in Denver, I would take Russell Wilson at $35
yes.
million dollars over Dak at $60.
Yes.
But if Russ is priced, if he plays really well and he prices himself into that $50 million range.
I'm sticking with Fields.
I'd
give him a small contract.
Here's the problem with Fields, though, in my opinion. Unless he's able to play this year and show you something that's not on the practice field, but in games, I can't pay him. I can't pay. I feel like you might.
You'd be saving money again because you wouldn't pay him top dollar. You'd offer him something because nobody else
that's
is going to pay him.
He would not. He would not
be able
command
to command
a pretty penny
because he didn't put. He didn't play.
Mm-hmm.
You give him something like 2 to 3 years, $20 million, $25 million or something. Mm-hmm. and then just ride that out maybe for a year and then see where it's at and then go to the draft.
Yeah.
Even if you ride it out and, you know, I'd still regardless would go to the draft.
If I'm Cam Hayward and I sign a deal, if I'm TJ Watt and I want to win a playoff game and their idea is to go cheap at quarterback again with the guy that didn't play the most this year, I think I'd be real pissed.
Oh, well, they don't make the decisions.
Ain't that the truth?